Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episodes we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special debate season preview tonight with former senior advisor to Hillary Clinton, the guy who played Donald Trump in Hillary Clinton's debate preparation, Philippe Reines, and Lincoln Project member and Republican strategist Mike Madrid. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. A question for Mike Madrid and Rick Wilson here. Do you think Trump has done any debate prep?
I concur. I second that motion from Rick Wilson. No, clearly he hasn't. I'm sure they'll probably try and schedule it, run a few things by him. He won't pay attention and he'll move on. But look, here's what I think Trump's biggest weakness is going into the debates. The fact that you're not going to have an audience is really what is going to destabilize him. And Trump doesn't need a big one. He just needs a handful of people that will get some sort of, you know, group cackling or some sort of group response. But without that, that is where Trump is at his worst. You'll recall in the past month or two when he's did these one-on-one interviews with journalists, he has literally no gauge when he's not getting some sort of feedback from others as to when he's going off the rails and whether what he's saying is smart or stupid or incoherent or whatever it is. He literally needs the feedback, and the larger the crowd, the more comfortable he is in his, you know, P.T. Barnum persona. He needs that stagecraft, and without that, I think he's going to be wandering around like, you know, like a goat out in the wilderness, just look, you know, looking like prey with vultures circling around him, because he's going to have literally no gauge on which way he's going and where he's heading.
I mean, I think that's true. And you see that with, remember that interview he did with Laura Ingraham, where he was like comparing, right? He was talking about choking. Remember that? Where he was talking about what it's like to shoot someone and how it was like golf. And she kept saying, no, you right. don't want to say right. that. And he still didn't get it. And he kept saying it.
Or the cognitive test. He just keeps going. He doesn't realize what he's saying is just asinine because there's literally no feedback. And his personality requires that external reaction in order to give him a guidepost as to where he's heading. And barring that, he's just listless.
He's fucked with Chris Wallace.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
No, I mean, imagine the conversation we'd be having if Steve Scully, who I love and respect, but God bless him, the reason I love and respect him is because he'd be and will be probably a terrible debate moderator because he's not used to Trump. He's not used to really anything that's not human. It would be very different. You know, Chris Wallace isn't going to fact check every 30 seconds, but he's not going to let the doozies go by. And more importantly, to, you know, Molly's point, to Mike's point, Trump's usual safe word, you know, that he can say on Fox, you can say fake and, you know, everyone stops with the BDSM or whatever it is that they're that they're doing. The safe word won't work in front of Chris Wallace.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.